Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. We're taking a break from our 1 Samuel study so that we can think about Christmas. You know, this time of year is marked with anticipation and waiting. Everywhere we turn, we can't wait for something to happen. Kids can't wait to get out of school for the holidays. Adults can't wait to get off of work. Parents can't wait to give their presents to their children so that they can see their eyes light up. And children can't wait to open those presents. We anticipate the weather turning colder so that we can throw some logs on the fire and enjoy some hot chocolate. We anticipate the arrival of hunting season. We anticipate the arrival of reduced prices for the shopping season. And of course, at some point during this season, we will all probably wait in a long checkout line. And all of this chaos and busyness can so cloud our Christmas season that we forget or neglect to anticipate and long for Christ. So to make sure that does not happen in our lives, we have Advent. The word Advent simply means the coming or the arrival or the dawning. So Christmas Advent is the celebration of the first arrival of the Christ child. This is when we celebrate and rejoice that God sent His Son to the earth to redeem us from the curse of sin. And one way that we celebrate Advent is by looking back into the Old Testament to see how the people of God in the Old Testament were to anticipate that promised Savior. We have one of those promises in Micah chapter 5. It says this in verses 2 through 5. "But you, O Bethlehem, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose origin is of old, from ancient days. And he shall stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they shall dwell secure. For now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be their peace." Well, the text tells us that the city of Bethlehem would be the hometown of this ruler of Israel. Bethlehem was not going to show up on many maps. It was small, insignificant, overwhelmingly normal. And yet Micah declares that it'll be from this tiny city that will be the starting point for this anticipated Savior. Why would God do this? Well, one reason God does this is because Bethlehem is the place where David was born, and it was prophesied that the Messiah would be from the lineage of David. But that's not entirely what Micah is going after in this verse. Micah is trying to paint a picture for us to see that something extravagant will come from something insignificant. God chooses to use something unsuspecting and small, obscure and out of the way to be the commencement of the biggest revolution in history ever. But why? Why does God choose something small? He chooses something as unexpected as Bethlehem so that no one could boast. He doesn't choose Jerusalem or Athens or Greece or Paris or New York. No one can say, well, of course it was Bethlehem. That place is replete with great leaders. Of course Bethlehem. It has the best teachers and schools to raise up great young men. Of course it was Bethlehem. Look at all that has been accomplished there. No. God goes out of the way to help us to see that He does not need our efforts, accomplishments, or help in order to bring Himself glory. He plans a census and orchestrates a virgin birth and books up a hotel so that no one can say, look at what we helped bring about. He said that the Messiah would come in the line of David, but He waits until that lineage has lost influence and uses a lowly peasant girl from the line of David so that no family member could say, look at what we accomplished. Of course it was us. Instead, we are left to say, how great is our God? So He promises to bring forth the Messiah, the Shepherd King, in an unexpected, unsuspected way to bring glory to Himself. And shouldn't we, as New Testament Christians, shouldn't our anticipation be even brighter and greater and filled with more joy? Because we know that Christ is like, and we have experienced His presence in a very real way. The Old Testament saints had clues to the mystery, and they rejoiced over that, but the mystery has been unveiled to us. So I'm praying that this Christmas builds your anticipation for the return of this Shepherd King, who will one day wipe away every tear from our eyes. As you pray today, please remember Charles Costa, our missionary in Lebanon. And also remember the French-African LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Mali, Mauritius, Benin, Cameroon, the Republic of the Congo, and Togo.